Agenda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Just an Ordinary Family, written by Fiona Lowe and read by Rebecca McCauley. For my sister, Sue, thanks for the cheerleading, your wise counsel and the straight talk. Love you lots. A single lie discovered is enough to create doubt in every truth expressed. Anonymous. Betray a friend, and you'll often find you have ruined yourself. Aesop. Prologue. The dazzling dance of sunshine on water so entranced Karen Hunter, she misjudged the width of the double pram. One moment, the outside wheels were firmly connected to the concrete path, and the next, they were suspended in air. The pram teetered violently. Red, hot fear streaked through her. Throwing all her strength behind it, she wrenched on the handle, pulling the heavy pram back onto the safety of the footpath. The ensuing momentum vibrated through the tightly coiled suspension springs, and the pram bounced wildly. With her heart pounding as though she'd just run a race, Karen frantically peered into the pram to check her precious cargo. Both babies remained tucked up under their hand-embroidered blankets, sound asleep, and utterly unperturbed by their rocky ride. She slumped in relief, her heartbeat beginning to settle. "No one ever tells you how hard these things are to drive, do they?" a voice said behind her. Karen turned to see a woman of similar age, pushing a regular pram. "No one tells you that being a mother's both exhilarating and terrifying. Today's the first time I've taken them out on my own, and I almost tipped them onto the road." The woman laughed. "Don't worry, that's what the straps are for." Karen envied her easy manner. "You sound a lot more experienced than me." "Perhaps on pram pushing. Dan gets colic, so we walk a lot. We're on our way to the new mum's group." She pointed at the building further down the street. "You must be Karen." Karen's heart began to pound again. How did this woman know her name? Recently arrived in Kurnai Bay from Melbourne, she wasn't used to her neighbours knowing her name, let alone a complete stranger. But the woman didn't seem to notice Karen's unease. "I'm Hilary Vandenberg. It's great to meet you. Eileen said you were joining our group. I made you a welcome casserole 4 days ago, though it turns out the hardest part isn't the cooking, but actually getting into the car to deliver it to you." The woman leaned in conspiratorially. "If Eileen asks about it, can you tell her you got it? I promise Ken will drop it over to you tonight." Hillary's rapid-fire speech generated so many questions, Karen didn't know where to start.